government is racing to deploy explosive detection machines at all U.S. airports by December 31st. The devices are huge, megaton machines, too heavy for many airport floors to hold, and they cost $1 million each. Only two companies make the machines, and they can't manufacture enough of them to meet the federally imposed deadline. NPR's Mary Ann Akers reports.
A third company is about to become licensed to make the explosive detection system. Still, three small firms can't begin to fill the order. A total of 2,000 to 3,000 machines needed at airports nationwide. So Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta says the government will take a dual approach. It will use machines in combination with smaller trace detection devices. These you see at security checkpoints when a screener runs a swab of cloth over a bag, then analyzes it for explosives. The secretary says he doesn't need the explosive detection machines in order to meet the standards of the Aviation Security Act.
Well, we will adhere to the requirements of the law and screen all bags as of the 31st of December 2002. And it can be done by explosive detection systems or explosive trace detectors. It can be done by canine. It can be done by a number of methods, including manual search.
Mineta says he has approached bigger companies to clone the current explosive detection system known as EDS. But experts worry that the clone could have lesser standards. Cottle Flynn, the former head of security at the Federal Aviation Administration, says the current EDS machine is stellar. He's concerned that if the government develops another type of machine or uses a combination approach, it may lose uniformity in screening.
You can run the risk of deploying equipment that has gaps of detection, which in time these very careful, astute terrorists will find.
Congress is waiting to see what exact combination of explosive screening the government proposes. For now, lawmakers appear to be withholding criticism of Mineta for suggesting that the government might not meet the legislation's mandate as they wrote it. Mary Ann Akers, NPR News.